The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Good morning. Tuesday, April 16th. It's the Pepper and Dylan Show. Sitting to my right is Robbie. Good morning, Robbie.
Thank you for saying the date.
Why?
It's my little sister's birthday. I never would have remembered if you didn't say the date.
Robbie.
You Very all good. Day you would have gone without knowing it's her birthday?
Until someone said the date. Then I would have known.
That's why I do it at the start
Thank
of every
you.
Day. Yeah, that's right. Just so we can all rack our brains and be like, okay, is it any special occasion today?
It's Channing's birthday.
Okay.
Youngest sister.
How old is she today?
She is born in 87.
Okay.
So whatever that is, 30-something. She's this little sister we used to blame everything on.
All right. Oh, and, what a life.
And there's I have three
Oh,
sisters.
What a life being the youngest, huh?
But she exploited her young sister life.
What order does it go in? From oldest?
Tavri.
Okay, Tavri.
Then me.
Okay. And how many years difference between you and Tavri?
Like a year.
Okay.
So 83, 84, 85, 87
oh
are
my
the years.
God.
Born.
Okay.
So yeah, Tavri, Rob, Kelty, Channing.
Okay. And Channing just bore the brunt. Well, you bore the brunt of it being the only boy.
I bore the brunt of a lot of things.
Right.
But when we were fighting and squabbling,
yeah.
My dad would always yell, Channing!
That was the first name.
No matter what we were doing, who it was.
Like from
was
a different room, didn't see anything, yeah. Didn't hear anything specific, but just Channing.
Yeah.
Knowing that Channing, the youngest, was the one needling everybody else. Because that's the youngest. I'm the youngest. And the role of the youngest through the eyes of the parent is the one that's annoying the oldest.
Yes. And that's what it was.
Right?
She would get us riled up.
Even if they're not there.
Yes.
Right? Even if they've gone out for the night, your parents have.
Exactly.
They know when they get home, they're like, how did you annoy your big brother?
Yep.
How did
yep.
you annoy your big sister?
Yes.
No, I didn't do anything. They were punching me in the head because I'm the youngest, right? The youngest always was the most annoying, got in trouble for being the annoying one.
Yes.
The oldest got in trouble for being too mean, bullying, picking on. You know, I can remember my brother, like, sitting on me.
Yes.
And not letting me up for hours at a time.
Right.
Name 10 chocolate bars.
Yes.
Was there at 917-917, was there anything worse than name 10 chocolate bars?
I was so tiny
Megan,
back then.
Are you not, you have siblings? You don't have siblings.
No siblings.
No, so you don't know name 10 chocolate bars?
No.
You don't know what we're talking about?
No.
You want to?
Yeah.
Okay, come here.
Okay.
Come here.
Oh, this is
917-917, do you know what name 10 chocolate bars is?
Get ready.
Okay. Okay.
And hey, M&M's don't count. Smarties
yeah,
M&M's, and M&M's.
That's right. You can't say that until she's naming the 10 chocolate bars.
Oh, no.
Okay. Robbie, get your camera out here. Like, yeah. I'm going to name 10. Dylan's in the bathroom right now, by the way, if you're wondering where Dylan is. He's in the bathroom. So if he walks in and I'm doing name 10 chocolate bars, is this okay for the workplace, Robbie? Do we need video evidence of this? Is this, you consent to name 10 chocolate bars, Megan?
Okay.
Okay, get down on your, lay down. Lay down on the ground, okay? We're going to name 10 chocolate bars.
You.
On your back, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
and this is what, okay, so you're the younger sibling, okay?
Oh, no.
And this is what the older sibling would do. And I think more brothers than sisters, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, more, okay. The brother would get on top of you.
Oh, God.
Okay. And then go like this. Name 10 chocolate bars.
No.
Name 10
Snickers.
Chocolate bars.
Kit Kat.
Oh, that's
Crunchy
one.
Crunch.
Kit Kat.
I said Snickers.
Snickers, okay, that's two.
Yeah,
see, there you go. Yeah. You see, so I'll let you up
it
at
was
two.
Brutal.
There you go.
Wow.
But and then what you do is you'd start to say one and not sure if you said it again. They go, no, you already said Mars bar. No, you already said eat more.
Yeah, it was brutal, and I was the smallest, so.
So were you the victim to name 10 chocolate bars?
I would thrash pretty good, but friends would do that to me.
It's the worst.
It is.
It's the worst.
I mean, my dad's going to hate me for saying this, but he would give me beef stew. So basically, I had an older brother.
What's that?
He'd sit on my face
Yeah. No, that was another
that.
One. That was another one. Yeah.
We would just psychologically torment each other as opposed to just, physically.
I know you are traumatized by growing up with three sisters, Robbie.
It was good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways. It was really good in a lot of ways, really bad in a lot of ways.
What was that? How was it good in a lot of ways?
I have a respect for women that some guys don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
They made sure I didn't grow up to be a creep.
Right.
I guess.
And they're anything but.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's good.
So you credit your sisters for that.
Yeah, I think so. I think just the way I was, yeah. Except it's a problem in relationships. to seem to friend zone. Girls seem to become like my sisters.
You're too close that you get too close to them and you can't be romantic with them because they feel like your sister.
Yes.
Ah, that could be a yes. Well, there's the answer.
It's a huge problem.
Yes, we've just psychoanalyzed your dating life.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, here comes Dylan. Dylan. Okay, this is interesting. Do you remember Name 10 chocolate bars?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, did you do it or get it more often?
Bars, Arrow, Henry.
No. We're not asking you to name 10 chocolate bars.
Well, you're going to hit me if I don't.
There, okay, you do know the game. All right. Where they would sit on top of you and
on
top of your head. And
it was really hard to concentrate.
Did you get it or did you give it more often, being the middle child?
I had an older brother.
Yeah, but you never did it to your younger sister?
Oh, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to block that out that I was mean.
Megan's a single child.
You've never done Name 10 chocolate bars?
Never heard of it until moments
ago.
Just
did it to her. Just did it to me.
Did you name 10?
I got 4.
That's hard, right?
I'm worried. He started knocking, and it started to sound a little too hollow in there. And I was
Once she started to mention, don't forget, I have CTE from all my rugby concussions. I thought, okay, let's make it name 3 chocolate bars, and we're good.
Yeah, those are the days.
So we've got middle child Dylan, single child Megan,
only boy
Robbie, and I'm the youngest brother.
Did you get Name 10 chocolate bars? Or
no.
Did you host Name 10 chocolate bars?
No, I was just saying before you walked in, instead of like the physical torture, we would do the psychological torture.
Right?
That's deeper.
Makes sense.
It hurts.
I had the tickling for Name 10 chocolate bars, this text message says, which sometimes was worse than the knocking on the forehead.
Oh, you couldn't concentrate.
The no snow guarantee when we last left you
was in jeopardy,
but we are of a clear morning this morning. The no snow guarantee, a protective layer of over top of the city right now.
Boy.
All right?
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Rob
for now.
Scared.
But if you look at the sky, looks like something could be coming.
Well, what happens, and I was thinking about this yesterday, because I have some guys that are coming to clean the yard, and they said weather depending. And I thought, wait a second, what if it snows at like 1, 2 p.m.? Because the bet is the day of afternoon.
Good question.
Well, so what happens if at 1, 2 p.m., like what time does the snow have to stick around?
Now,
to the next day, or is it?
No, that would count. So here's the thing.
Okay.
It's colder overnight.
Yeah.
Right? So if we get a little bit of moisture overnight, that could appear as snow in the morning. I don't think that's fair for Pepper.
Okay.
So if that sticks until noon, then we would count it.
But if it snows at, like Dylan said, 2 p.m., 3 p.m.,
that's snow.
Okay.
That's legit snow.
That counts?
Yeah, it
does. Oh, okay. So I'm watching all day until sundown here.
Yes.
Okay.
But
that's
good
to know.
If we wake up to snow and it melts as like melts early in the day, that shouldn't count.
Okay.
That's
wow.
All I'm saying.
Yeah, you're giving him all the odds.
Over 1 centimeter past noon for me to lose the no snow guarantee and have to get a neck tattoo. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Well, says less than 1 centimeter, and it could be. Oh, but it could be not till this evening now.
See, and that's where it, that's what I'm thinking.
Around. Dun, okay. Dun. We're all keeping a close eye on that. Welcome to the
Pepper. Whoa, one more. What if it's 7 p.m. 8 p.m. It snows, and it's 1 centimeter. Like, what's his cutoff time at night, though?
There's a lot to this.
Give it some thought, Robbie. Give it some thought. We'll get back to
I'll make
to
the
that.
Rules.
Okay, all right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Robbie's Oilers playoff song debuts Friday morning. As the regular season comes to an end on Thursday night, we get set for the playoffs. So, Robbie's new playoff song, Friday morning.
Yes, sir.
Later this morning, Dylan, big announcement coming up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
With the first chance to win as well. Is that right?
I believe so.
Okay. So we've got that.
I believe so.
Okay. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think I've forgotten about this whole banana situation.
Oh, boy.
I have not.
Anytime
I know
you're
all
ready.
Might have thought I've forgotten about this banana situation. Why I'm looking at you. I'm looking at Robbie. I'm looking at your girlfriend, Dylan, everybody else that buys bananas. And I found that because you have endorsed this practice of buying bananas the way you buy bananas, I've noticed lately, and it's maybe because I'm more aware of it now, or I believe word has spread that you have given people permission to purchase bananas in this way.
It's the smart way.
I was buying bananas on the weekend, and I looked, and I said, oh, my God. It's become an epidemic how people buy their bananas.
No, it's good.
No, you need to get on board.
Yeah.
That's what it needs to happen.
Get into it then right now?
Anytime.
Or do we have the terms? Are the terms clear yet, Robbie, on the no snow guarantee? Or are you still working on them?
I have to release a full rules and regulations.
Okay, are these up for debate, or you are the official arbiter of the rules?
Everything's up for debate,
okay,
always.
Okay. The theme of the show, right?
I love to debate about things, and I'll just come up with the basis, and if you have any objections, you can object.
We're keeping our eye on the weather. The no-snow guarantee could lead to me getting a neck tattoo as early as today, but some questions, because the snow doesn't come till tonight, so what counts as snow? What doesn't count as snow?
When does he have to get the tattoo by?
Right.
Oh.
Like, there needs to be you have to do it within a week. It can't be,
already got a connection on who's going to give the tattoo.
Oh, perfect.
I know nothing about them. I haven't vetted them in any way. They just messaged me and said, hey, I'll give you that neck tattoo. I think it's just somebody with a needle.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, a lot
prison
of people,
style, Dylan.
A lot of people saying we should clarify, too, that you can't weasel out of this, or I can't weasel out of this with a, like, non-permanent tattoo.
Okay, so it's got to be a permanent. It can't be a temporary tattoo.
Because we haven't had that in the
verbiage. Okay, well, you keep working on the rules here, and I'm going to scold everybody for the way they buy their bananas, if it's okay.
Yeah.
So 917-917, do you buy your bananas? Do you buy the bunch and accept it as it is? Right? You look and look, you're like, okay, I need 4 bananas, I need 5 bananas this week, and you look and you're like, okay, that's 6, can't get that one. Or do you tear one off? That's question number one. Question number two is, or do you do... like Dylan, Dylan's girlfriend, Robbie, who admitted this, and I'm so ashamed. Dylan, I can see you doing it. What? I wouldn't put it past you.
Oh.
But Robbie, sweet Robbie, sweet rule-abiding Robbie.
Well, is that really me?
You will take, your girlfriend Dylan, Robbie, you will, and I don't know where you are on this, Megan, you will grab a banana that you see. Oh, that's the right kind of yellow. That's the banana I like. You will rip it off of the bunch. Will you do that too, Megan?
No.
Okay, so Robbie Dylan, Dylan's girlfriend. Okay, I need a yellow one. Right there in the store.
Whoever doesn't do it our way is stupid.
And then, there's some green ones. I'll put that one in the bowl until the end of the week. I'd only need one of those. Right off of the bunch of green bananas. Here's one that's kind of in the middle. I'll take that one.
Yes.
So you buy 3, 4, 5 solo bananas taken from other bunches, and you put them in a bag, and that's how you buy your bananas?
100%, and that's the only way to do it. If everyone did it, life would be a better place.
That is ridiculous.
No, because everyone has their banana preference. And my girlfriend, her preference to bananas versus my preference to bananas, completely different.
So you want a certain amount of, like, along the ripening spectrum, right?
She loves it when it looks like I'm ready to almost throw it out. Okay. That's her favorite banana.
Okay.
I'm like, whoa, geez, what? She's like, this is when it tastes like a banana. This is when all the sugars in the banana.
It's got the most power to it, right?
Right. Yep. And I'm like, oh, no, that's when I'm, like, ready to get rid of a banana.
Yeah.
So the beauty of the system, as I like to call it. Now, she's the one that came up with the system. Don't get me wrong. I didn't come up with it.
You were buying bunches before you met her?
Well, kind of.
There was something wrong about her.
And then all of a sudden, I saw her. She's like, put that down. Do the system. And I was like, what's the system?
Okay.
And then I saw her do the system. I was like, I've fallen more in love with you right at this moment.
You didn't feel like you were doing something wrong?
Never. Right. It's the best scenario for everyone. And that's not just being selfish. Although on the surface it appears to be selfish.
It's 100% selfish.
No, it's best for everybody because everybody has a different banana preference. Plus, so what we end up doing is we get 2 super green bananas, which nobody likes a green banana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're doing everyone a favor by taking the super green ones.
Mm-hmm. I like green bananas.
Not green.
Yes.
Weirdo.
Uh-huh. Ones that barely even peel.
Yeah, then you grab 2 that have a little bit of green in them. Mm-hmm. Then you grab 2 that are like ready to eat perfect. And then maybe at 1 from the batch that you think if there's an extra one you might have. Probably from the ready to eat perfect batch.
Right, that would be your day of banana. So you eat them in sequential order, your work away to the end of the week or whenever they hit a ripening.
Ever since I've been doing this, my banana bread inventory is almost 0.
Okay.
Because I had hundreds of bananas in the freezer.
That were turning on you, sure, okay.
Because they would turn all the time. This is brilliant.
I get it, but it's just wrong. I'm sorry.
No, it's so right.
If you buy your bananas, you buy the bunch of bananas and you just say, okay, I like my banana, like your girlfriend. If you like your bananas a little softer, a little, I don't know, stronger or sweeter, whatever you call it, I guess you're just a Friday banana eater.
No.
That's all it is. You can't eat bananas at the beginning of the week. It's just you have no idea what it's like to eat a banana on a Monday.
It's so silly.
Because you've got to wait for them to ripen to the place that you like. If you're a green banana eater like Megan, fine. Eat it as soon as you get home. That's your banana eating window. The rest of the week, they're too ripe for you. I'm sorry.
No.
That's what you deal with is being a card-carrying member of society.
No, why would you do this?
Let me ask you this.
Why?
Let me ask you this.
It's the silliest thing. I don't even understand how you're arguing the other side. Everybody wins. Now when the next
Would you do it with
comes,
grapes?
If I could.
Would you?
Sure.
Why can't you?
Yeah, I always thought about that.
All the grapes
Would you do
are
it with strawberries?
Same.
Would you open a clamshell of strawberries and go, oh, no, that you one's should. Too ripe. I want this one. I want that. Would you pick and choose and mix and match your strawberries?
No, because they're...
Brussels
they're,
sprouts, you can, because it's just a big open pile of Brussels sprouts.
Bananas,
Broccoli's,
a big open pile of bananas.
They're attached. They're attached by Mother Nature. They share the same DNA.
They're not sold...
You can't separate these things at birth.
No, you can't. You know what? You could do grapes, because grapes are sold by the pound. So, yes, you could do grapes.
You'd open up a bag of grapes.
Yeah.
And both, oh, that one, nope, that's too soft. Don't like that one. Ooh, there's a big hard one. I'll take mm-hmm. that one and put it in a different bag.
You could. They're sold by the pound.
It's a time-consuming one.
Yeah. It's not where I'm at.
Did you, let me ask you this, because this is all you need to be asked. And I want you on it. You're going to be honest with me?
Always.
I'll try. Were you feeling guilty or that you're up to something shady or that you might get caught?
No.
When you were peeling these bananas apart to take the ones you wanted.
Never.
Really?
You felt that it was totally, it's a welcome process and you can't get in trouble for that.
Yes, why would you get in trouble? That seems so silly.
Because you're supposed to buy them as they're connected. They're
Who
connected.
Says that?
Mother Nature, they're connected
the rules?
At the top.
Where do they say that in the rules? Here's the thing, you're so dumb sometimes. You don't even know that I've already ripped bananas and that little five pack that you found are a ripped bunch.
No, because they're connected at the top.
Yeah, and I've ripped off a bunch.
So they came like 10?
Maybe.
No bananas come in 10.
Absolutely they do. Mm. So I've already ripped them off to give you your perfect, because how many do you get a week? Has to be how many?
Oh, I get five, yeah.
Has to be five, right?
Yeah.
So somebody's done you a favor taking two off the seven to make it five.
It's a tough one to argue.
It is.
It's a tough one, yes. Oh, my God. Everybody's doing this now?
Apparently.
As you should.
It just feels illegal. Like, I feel shame.
It does. It feels like you shouldn't be able to do this.
No.
It's just big grocery making you
Robbie,
feel this
you've been doing
Robbie,
this your
I
entire
have to take
life.
A breath. You yell at him
what
for a
What I
bit.
Do, see, I'm not as reckless. I won't pick off one here and there. I'll be like, okay, there's a nice bunch of greens.
Okay.
So I'll pick a three off of there.
Okay.
And then I'll find a nice bunch of yellows. And I'll pick like three off of there.
So you're kind of in the middle here.
So I'll be like, okay, those are three I'll eat first. And then by the time those ones are done, the greens should be turning a little yellow.
Okay.
So I do take them from multiple bunches.
As you should.
We need a produce manager.
Wow.
We need a produce manager from any major grocery store to say whether or not this is a good thing or a bad thing. And whether or not this is common. Because because Dylan, I'm so open-minded these days.
Mm-hmm.
I will agree with you that if everybody were to do it, and we were solely just, like apples, picking solo bananas, we could pick the ones we liked.
That's the point.
But they're not arranged that way. They're still arranged in bunches. The produce department employees aren't tearing them one off after the other after the other. We're buying them as bunches.
That's just for ease of stocking.
Yeah, that's on their part, so they don't have to be sitting there with single bananas.
But you want the single bananas.
Of course, but they don't want to be putting out single bananas. They just want to take a bunch out.
Right.
I want single ones.
I think once it's left up to us, we have to get it as it is.
Nowhere is there a sign that says take the
Well,
bunch.
And that's what I'm wondering. There isn't a sign, so you're kind of right. You've got a good argument on your hands.
My girlfriend does it with cherries. She does it with grapes. She does it with everything.
What?
She
That'd
does
be smart.
She does do it with grapes.
Yeah.
That's time consuming.
It is,
God.
But it's smart at the
but
end of the day.
You can't do it with grapes. Like, that's crossing a line.
Grapes
is it
so expensive? You
no,
should.
Grapes are so expensive. So she'll pick out the grapes that she wants and put it into the baggie.
Right.
And then take it to the front. It's by pound. It doesn't matter.
No, I understand.
Wait, so she like empties out like half of a clamshell of grapes?
Well, it depends because some of those clamshells you have to buy by the clamshell.
Sure, she won't do that.
It's more the ones that are pre-bagged ones with like the zipper on it that you open up
the
zipper.
Right.
Okay.
Paid by weight.
She'll do it with that? No, you can't do it without her cherries.
Of course, you're paid by weight,
though.
What's
stopping you from doing it with blueberries, blackberries, raspberries?
Those are by the clamshell.
Yeah.
If they're by the pound, it's different.
Okay.
Right. Right.
I still think it's wrong, but you know what I'm doing, Dylan?
Mm.
I'm listening.
Well, thank you. Thank you for
hearing,
finally once.
Why?
She's the genius behind it. I just, listen, when I saw her do the banana thing, for not 1 second, like you, I don't stick my head in the sand and try to just sit there for a bit.
Okay.
For not 1 second did I say, what are you doing? This is a dumb idea. I was
you genius. You didn't feel like you were you were an accomplice in some
crime?
I thought
I was dating Einstein.
Oh, my God. I would have ran as far away as, I'll meet you in the dairy section.
No.
And I would have gotten the hell out of there before Smokey came and took me down.
Hot and smart. That's what I thought.
Text message says, Pepper is nuts. What are you, what?
No, because like I did it too. Like when we were testing out what color the Rona Plus new sign was.
Yeah.
You guys sent me to get a lemon, a lime, and a banana.
Yes.
Right.
I bought a bunch of bananas because I was like, I can't buy just
can't.
One.
No, 100%.
So, but it was like a three. So obviously someone had already picked off two.
Exactly.
Right.
But
made it easier for you to get close to that one.
But I was like, I don't want three bananas, but I feel like I have to buy three bananas. And I did.
I like this text, though. Mm-hmm. Because if you guys are so strict at following these bunch rules and not mm-hmm. separating them, technically on the tree, they come in bunches of 40. So you should be buying the bunch as a whole.
But if they're already
separating
them.
That's how a banana comes? In a bunch of 40?
Yeah, if you go to Costco, you'll see how bananas come.
Huge.
It's massive.
So they're all dismantled as already.
Great question.
But then they're dismantled in a certain way that I feel like had to be bought that way.
Thank you for asking this, Dylan. Your girlfriend, what about checking your carton of eggs for cracked eggs? You have said in the past you get rid of the cracked eggs and take ones from other cartons to make the perfect carton of eggs.
Everybody does that.
You should,
I'll open it, and if it's cracked, I just won't buy that
carton. No,
I won't remove the cracked egg and replace it with a good one.
Yeah, you take that egg out. I'm not buying crap from a store. I wouldn't buy a TV if it had a giant scratch in it.
If you open the carton and there's a broken one, don't you just put the whole carton back and try your luck with a new carton of eggs?
No, I just grab it and then I mix and match. That's kind of how I do it.
This is tough. This is really in your favor here. Text message reads, when I order online six bananas, the shopper at Save On Foods has to pick only six, and they usually come separate. That hurts.
Uh-oh.
That's from in-store.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're hearing that you're contaminating the grapes.
Well, why?
Because you're touching all of them.
Yeah, but
with bananas, you don't eat the peel.
You're only touching the ones you're getting.
Do you think they just fall off a tree into the bag?
Right. They're already contaminated. You're supposed to wash them.
Why is that inconsiderate?
I am shocked right now at how many people purchase bananas with such disregard to rule, order, and just society law. All of you guys. I'm ashamed of all of you.
You don't put the cart back either.
Oh, I put the cart back 100%. Bananas can actually grow up to 200 in a bunch, according to Google, says a text message coming in.
Yeah.
Wow.
So start eating 200 a week, pal.
With the corn, as we're starting to see corn, do you shuck in store or do you just press your luck? Take your luck. Take your chances.
I'll open it up to make sure it doesn't look like it's been rat poisoned.
But you won't take all the peel off of it?
No, because it's just too much work, and then you get all that stringy stuff on your hands.
If they provide the shucking refuse, I'll do it then. But
then and they do sometimes, right?
Yeah. Okay, so tops of carrots? Do you buy the tops of carrots? Text message.
I try not to.
Because I'll make stuff with top of carrot from time to time. Yeah. Okay.
But like the stem of bell pepper, sometimes I'll pick the smallest stem I can get.
Just for the weight.
For that extra stem.
There you go.
Because they're so expensive.
I am surprised the audience has weighed in. More of you purchase single bananas. You pick and choose your single bananas.
Yes. Telling you, though, that's the way to do it. It's the smart way. I wasn't doing it my entire life, and now I've realized the errors of my ways.
I'm shocked.
We're not trying to be inconsiderate. We're just trying to like fight back against big groceries.
Fight the system.
We need all the help we can get.
It would be dumb to grab eight bananas and throw four of them in your freezer to never make banana bread.
Right.
Yeah.
So just don't do it.
I'm still disappointed.
But you're going to try
it? My eyes have been opened. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
That's as far as we'll go.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Dylan's got a pretty good announcement coming up in the three things you need to know after 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Lots of things coming up, including Robbie's brand new Oilers song, playoff Oilers song. Friday morning, you'll get to hear it for the very first time, video with or not accompanying the song. Megan, what is the status on that?
The status is I'm hopeful.
Okay.
I am hopeful.
All right.
Okay.
And but, on the, go ahead, sorry.
Well, the essay is just kicking my butt. So.
This essay is killing Megan. We'll have to get into this because, Dylan, we have trained her well with some of her, the effort she's putting into this final essay for her Nate class.
Yeah.
She's learned from the best, Dylan.
Sadly.
But Bruce texts in at the angle I'm at, I can't tell, but he says, hey, how about that sunrise?
We're watching the sunrise glow. watching the sunrise. Whoa, it might be good.
Early for a sunrise report? Not really, I guess, right?
Not anymore. It's beautiful. It's decent. 6.5,
so an average sunrise here this morning?
What we're seeing, I mean, it's nice. It's nice to see the sun come up. We were supposed to, I thought it would be waking up to snow this morning, so.
Right.
This is great.
Snow might be later. And with that, Lucas has a question. Hi, Lucas.
Hey.
All right, what's your question?
How long does this no snow guarantee run till? Like, are we going till May long weekend? Till next September? Till when?
This is in the rules. This is what I have in the rules.
Okay, so Robbie's currently typing up the rules. The difference with this no snow guarantee, Lucas, and previous no snow guarantees is really there's just been one person who puts their neck on the line. Right? It was me.
Yeah. Right.
I said it no snow. If it snows, I'm wrong. I get punished. If it doesn't snow, I win. Nobody even recognizes it. They only remember the times I'm wrong. For some reason, still inexplicable to me or anybody else, Robbie said, hey, I want in on this. How about if it snows, Pepper, you get punished? If it doesn't snow, I get punished.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie could have just said nothing.
I don't think that's fair to you. I'm a team player.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't snow, Robbie gets a face tattoo. However, we need more terms because you are now getting punished. If I do not.
Yes, exactly.
So we need to find a defined end date, right? So
right.
That's what Lucas is asking. The no snow guarantee, like, if it snows, obviously, like in November, I mean, that's still snowing this year.
Right.
But it does.
That won't count.
Shouldn't.
Common sense.
Shouldn't count, no.
So what is the deadline? What we make it to, and that determines, Robbie, the way, if you have to get a tattoo if it doesn't snow by that time.
What I think is that for the rest of spring, this.
Okay.
To the first day of summer.
First day of summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is what? June 21st.
June 21st. Now, it rarely snows in June.
But that leaves May on the, May on the table, which is the touch and go month. Yeah.
It's the big wild card.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You never, ever know. So I, as Pepper has stated before, maybe until September, October, but I think we just.
But that was more for clarity than anything else. Right.
But I think just for the rest of spring. Okay. This is your spring no snow guarantee.
Right.
For the rest of spring.
Because if it snows in the summer, we've got bigger problems than my stupid tattoo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll accept that. So we're going, are you cool with that, Dylan?
Yeah,
so
I think
June
that's
June 21st, first day of summer.
No.
Sorry?
Spring officially ends.
Okay.
2:50 p.m.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Thursday, June 20th, 2024.
Okay.
Okay.
So at that moment, if it hasn't snowed, you have to get the tattoo.
Yes. That is the day.
Oh, boy.
June 20th. At 2:50 p.m.
That's when it officially clicks over to summer.
Okay.
Do we have how long you have from losing to moment you have ink in body?
To get the tattoo, right.
I'll have to put that down.
Okay.
We can be a bit flexible with that. We are people of our word.
Okay. A bit flexible, but like within a week, within 2 weeks?
We'll have to look at our vacation schedule. We'll have to find a tattoo shop.
Well,
I think we can't weasel out of it, obviously.
It sounds like you're already starting to.
Well, I'll have that outlined.
Well, if it's June 19th and it hasn't snowed yet, Robbie, and June 19th is 28 degrees and nothing but sunshine, you might as well book yourself a spot at a tattoo place, you know?
I suppose.
You could get it done at 2:51 p.m. the next day, and I don't think anything's going to go wrong, right?
I think we say within 2 weeks.
Within two weeks. Yeah. Okay. So
we can't weasel
out. That, does that sound fair, Lucas, to you?
Yeah,
on the
absolutely.
The day that spring ends and summer arrives, that is the deadline. So if it hasn't snowed by then, I'm off the hook. Robbie gets the face tattoo.
Right.
And nobody will ever remember the fact that I guaranteed something accurate. Like, no one will ever remember that.
No, but they'll have a tattoo to remember that you didn't.
Thanks, Lucas. Have a good morning. And we're still okay to get whatever we want on the as a tattoo.
Of course, anything at all.
As long as it's, for me, a neck tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And Robbie, a face tattoo.
That's it. That's
but it can be anything other than that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're watching carefully tonight right now. What else do you have, Robbie, as you're putting the rules and regulations together here?
I've got some just duration outlines.
Okay.
Some amount outlines.
Okay.
And just everything. And this is going to be determined officially by the Weather Network.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So everything we get, our stats
mm-hmm.
are going to come from a combination of the Weather Network and our eyes.
Okay. Oh, combination. Yeah.
Because it has to be within Edmonton city limits.
Okay.
If someone in Beaumont is like, oh, I see flurries south of Beaumont.
Okay.
It doesn't count.
There right. we go. These are things in my favor, Robbie. I don't know why you're building these in.
Because
thank you.
I want it to be legit. I don't want to seem like I'm trying to weasel out of anything.
Okay.
Right? So we just have to have it outlined.
So as it pertains to today, where there is snow in the forecast later this evening, right? Like around, I don't even know by hour what time exactly it would be. Let's see. Oh, I can go to hourly on this. Wow,
there you go.
Should have been really using this a long time ago. yeah, it looks like by like 6 o'clock tonight, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, that's when the snow might start. So obviously we won't be here. So how does that work, Robbie, for us to determine is the no snow guarantee still in effect or did I lose?
Okay, sorry. So clarify that again.
By 6, 7, 8 o'clock tonight, it's going to snow. Says less than 1 centimeter, probably going to be wet snow, but it is colder overnight. What are the rules with regards to that? We need all this to be discussed and completely agreed upon before it happens.
I think that if there is snow that has accumulated before sunset.
Okay.
If that is still there the next morning,
okay.
that counts.
Ooh.
Now, if it snows, if we go to before it's the sun sets, there's no snow,
mm-hmm.
but it snows overnight when it's really cold.
I have until noon.
You have until noon.
Okay.
But.
What time sunset today? We need to know that.
Sunset.
That's going to
play. Is this too confusing or is this. This is
Robbie, you confuse everything. It's totally what you do.
But we need this, right? We need this. I'll have a document where we can.
8:38 p.m. is sunset.
Okay,
tonight.
So if it starts at 6.
Right.
And it sticks in the morning, that's. Yeah. We wake up to snow.
Right.
You're done.
So if I wake up, it starts snowing before the sun goes down and I wake up tomorrow to come to work and there's a centimeter worth of snow still on the ground, that's it. I've lost the no snow.
You're done. Yeah,
where are we considering? And I mean, I'm complicating this even further, but where are we considering the snow? I know you said in the Edmonton area, but like, can you go River Valley? Does it have to be this parking lot? Does it have to be? Because my house is different sometimes than here.
Good point.
In Edmonton.
A very good question because sometimes the concrete is a little warmer.
Right.
So you'll see it melt on the concrete, but it sticks to the grass.
So we need a location where we can measure.
We need a location.
Looks like Robbie needs to give this more thought.
But this is good, though. These are all things we need to figure out.
Okay, so you continue to work on this. It's important because it might snow tonight.
Yes,
I can't let that happen, Dylan. I won't let that happen.
Right. Okay, well, we'll see.
Boy, $20,000 sounds worth $19,300. Bachelor Cam went on a date last night. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Jeez, I haven't even met him.
First Bachelor Cam organized date. He and Catherine were off on their own without the assistance of Dylan. I don't know if we'll get a follow-up on that, or are we minding our own business with that one?
Well, I'm going to try.
Okay, so
we'll see.
Try and have a follow-up for that.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
We've got an exciting new segment coming soon. Dylan reads anonymous posts from his Community League Facebook page in condescending voices. Very excited for this.
I don't know. Very excited
because you're kind of saying, like, look, whether you have a point or not with your post, don't make it anonymous on a community post.
Nothing makes me more mad than in our Community League anonymous members. I have no problem. If you want to say something and start controversy and stand by what you want to say, I think that's fun. I like watching that.
Okay.
But being an anonymous member, I don't like it.
All right, so you get the condescending Dylan voice.
Yeah,
I like this.
Not a fan of that.
Yeah, the Trumpeter Facebook community is really getting pretty snitty at one another. A lot of controversies going on.
Oh, a lot of fighting.
I'm sorry, what's your name? You told me, and then I was doing something else, and I can't remember.
It's Darlene.
Darlene, that's what it is. So first of all, we have to I'm going to shame Darlene. Dylan and Robbie will support you 100%, but Darlene is a banana separator when she buys her bananas.
Good.
Yes. She'll take one from there, one from there, one from there. It's chaos. You shouldn't do it. Anyway.
It's what I pay for.
It's true.
Exactly.
Isn't it, like, you buy what you want?
No.
Yeah. No.
Without rules, there's anarchy.
Not really, because everyone just buys the bananas they want, they go on their way, boom,
so
done.
You buy that bunch of asparagus wrapped in an elastic band, and you just go like, oh, I don't like five of these, I'll take these out of here.
Is it by weight? Then, yeah, you can do that.
I don't even know. I don't know. By weight, by not, I can't ever figure it out. What about a bag of peppers? Those, like, mini bell peppers, you know? Right? Do you zip that open and take a couple of yellow out because you want more red than yellow?
Is it by weight?
Again, I don't know.
I don't know if those are by weight. I think those bags are not.
So that's what is the deciding factor. If it's by weight, you will.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%. But if it's not by weight, you're paying flat rate. You buy what you get.
When I go into, like, I don't know, let's just say a Best Buy,
mm-hmm.
and when I'm looking at the TVs, I don't just buy the one that they put there.
Uh-huh.
I, like, go through them all, and the one that I want is the one that I buy.
They don't sell TVs by weight, Dylan.
No, but I buy the one that I want is what I'm saying, and that's how I treat a grocery store. I'm not just going to buy what you tell me to buy. I'll buy what I want. I don't just buy a 3-pack of steaks because they have them wrapped. I'll have them unwrapped.
But those are, by the way, you'll unwrap. Wrap the steaks?
I'll have them go back and unwrap the steaks if they're
second.
Not good.
You're
for
in
sure.
the meat department.
Yes.
And you see a package of three, let's say 4 chicken breasts.
Yeah.
But you only want 3?
Yeah.
You'll hand it to them and go, can I just get 3 of these?
Yeah.
And they do that?
They rewrap it right there.
Yes.
No
yes,
problem.
They're very good in the meat department. Yeah.
Yes. I had no clue. I thought, yeah, well, that's what it is. I got to have it.
No, because if I don't need the 4 or whatever, and it's like, why would I take 4 if I'm using 2?
Because they told you to.
No, unless there's a really good deal on it, then I want to take the 4 and freeze them, of
really?
Course. Yeah, but if I'm just in the market to get, like, 2 steaks and they have a pack of 3, I'll just say, hey, can you open these up and give me the 2?
And they've got no problem?
Yeah, and I like the look of these 2.
Do you listen to them when they go into the back and they go, oh, this guy out here only wants 2 steaks.
Oh, I don't care what they say.
Really?
Not at all.
You don't care what other people say, huh?
Why?
Wow, that must be nice.
No.
I'm terrified of it every day. Darlene has a question about the Oilers game last night for you, Dylan, and only you can answer that. I don't even know if you can answer that, but go ahead, Darlene.
I was wondering if the Oilers had the burgers before game time yesterday.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, I don't know. I'll have to ask too.
Okay, so this is Jack's Burger Shack downtown. It's the coaching staff, you said, though? The training staff? The coaching staff?
Coaching training staff, I believe.
Have made it like a ritual and a superstition to get Jack's Burger Shack. And in fact, 2 from Jack's Burger Shack will deliver them now, right?
Yeah, yeah. He delivers them to like a special door
before every home game. And they didn't do it the past 2 games and they lost. And every time they've done it, they've won. Without like time.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. In the last, I think it's a year and a half. Now it's not, they don't do it at every single home game.
Right.
He thinks that they have like a superstition behind the scenes somehow. And like when they really need a win or something, they'll go to Jack's. And for the year and a half, every time they have, they have not lost.
Every single time.
Yeah. And so now he feels like this intense pressure because...
Well, yeah, the playoffs are starting this weekend.
But it's not every game. So I don't know if they did yesterday or not. I'll send him a text and ask him.
So sometimes they'll win without Jax.
Yes.
But never have they had Jackson lost.
In the year and a half.
In the year and a half.
Yeah.
Why would they just choose not to some days then?
I don't know.
It seems like it's a...
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to
me
either.
So you reached out? You're not 100% sure yet? Okay, we'll get that answer for you, Darlene. I am interested in this, all right?
Yeah.
Because maybe they got a lot of extra burgers yesterday.
It could have.
It was 9-2? Was that the score?
Crazy.
Ew. All right. Okay, thank you, Darlene. Start buying your bananas as they come.
No, don't do it.
Oh, my God.
The social code. Here we go.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you? You be his match. It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can.
No.
For Bachelor Cam.
Hey, Bachelor Cam and Catherine. A text message saying, who did Cam choose? I missed that. Catherine is her name. They had their first date without Dylan's interference last night. But first this. The other day I was at TNT. I reached into a prepackaged bag of greens, ripped off just half the head of leaves that I needed. It was pay by weight, so no problem. I'm with Dylan.
As long as you're paying by weight.
What?
Well, this is, I love this text as well. Somebody doing it with strawberries.
No!
They want to pick through it. Why do I want to buy moldy strawberries? That's not for me.
I know, but they come in the container.
No,
you've got to trust whoever put them in there.
No, but
they're going to be fair and balanced.
I'm not buying something that's gone bad. Just like when I go to the chip aisle, I don't want to buy expired chips. That's
so why don't you just open up the chips and take the ones that you don't like out of the bag?
If it wasn't based on an entire bag, I would.
Okay.
That's why they have bulk bins.
It's just a free-for-all when you go shopping.
As it should be.
Good morning, Cam.
Morning, guys. Miss you guys.
Where are you at with this banana thing? Do you buy them singles or separate them however you see fit? Or do you buy the bunch and just deal with what the good banana lord has given you?
You guys are going to hate me for this. I buy strawberries and raspberries. I'm not a banana guy.
No, I wouldn't hate that. Strawberries are pretty damn good.
I'm a big strawberry guy.
So, Cam, when we last spoke with you, we've given you a week, you know, to kind of let it all sink in.
It's been hard, Cam, talking for the week.
I know. I miss you, man.
Miss
Catherine
you, too.
Catherine is the love of your life. She gladly accepted, and you guys went on a date. You had to organize it. Dylan was not there. Dylan, you know nothing about this date?
No, I do know about the date, but Cam knew nothing about the date. Therefore, I didn't want to tip him off. Because he wasn't the one planning it.
Oh, Catherine planned the date.
Yeah, and I don't know how this came to be, why she planned the date instead of Cam, but they must have talked. How's it been? What have you guys been up to? Have you been texting, talking a lot while you're on the road?
Yeah, we've been texting a fair amount when I've been on the road. Obviously, a busy schedule. I'm not a great texter. But, we've had a few long phone calls and have chatted a bunch, so... And then yesterday was the first time we actually got together in person for our official third date.
Aww. Kind of a long delay from, you know, that happy moment last week where you, you know, offered her the rose and she gladly accepted to finally seeing each other again.
Yeah, it was a long 5 days, I won't lie. But having jumped on multiple hour phone calls with her and catching up and staying in touch, I was really excited to see her last night.
So when you saw her in person, what happened? What was the first reaction? What was it like?
Big hug and pretty much a sigh of relief of going, okay, now it's us. Let's go on more dates.
And did it feel like us?
Yeah, I would say so.
It did.
At least to me.
Mm. Okay. Did Catherine, did you pick up on the vibe that Catherine also felt? Like, did it feel awkward or forced, or did you just pick up right where you left off and everything was great?
No, it was so natural between the two of us. I felt like we just picked up where we left off and started moving along with our relationship. So, it was very natural.
What was the date since Catherine planned it? Or what did you end up doing?
So when we first chatted Wednesday night after the rose ceremony, I just said, I get back from Niagara on Sunday. And I was like, I have 2 free days in Edmonton. I may be tired, but next weekend I'll plan something. And she goes, well, let's get together before that. I go, okay, you plan the date then because I'm busy. And so she planned it. And so she actually surprised me, and I can't say how much I loved the date because with all my travel, I wanted nothing more than a home-cooked meal, and that is exactly what she did for me.
Aww.
So she woke up early and made lasagna for us.
Yeah!
Yes.
Yummers.
And I was just – it was hot, great reviews on the lasagna. I'm very impressed with her cooking abilities.
Oh, that's really nice. So you just came over and you had a nice, relaxing, quiet night in, and she made a nice lasagna for you. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. It was exactly what I needed before all the travel picks up.
So what is the frequency that you two are going to see each other? You had said before that you're going to intentionally, once you find that person, you're going to make some changes to your travel schedule, your work travel schedule, so that you can really throw everything you can into this and make it work. So what kind of, did you guys talk about how often you're going to see each other? You're kind of playing it by ear. Yeah. What's the plan?
Yeah, so I've learned in the past I need to be better at sharing my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of shared my schedule more with her. And so Friday night and then Saturday, we're going to get together both of those days. And now it's my turn to plan both of those dates. So
this coming weekend,
hopefully the man with a plan can come through.
Okay.
I still haven't ironed out all the details yet, but I'm excited. And then I have the whole next week, the next weekend off. So, like, I have a lot of time in Edmonton to
awesome.
Put into the relationship and really build it.
Okay.
So you come over, she's made you lasagna, and then what happens? You guys are sitting there just talking, catching up. She also had a board game or something?
Yeah, she she bought a board game.
But you love board games. You've said this numerous times that you're a big board game guy.
Huge board game guy, yeah.
And a new couple board game? What's it called?
Couple board game. And, like, I read the instructions of the board game, and it was like, this is not for new couples, some of the sections. And I was like, oh, okay, well, let's try it out, play it. And, like, it was actually a lot of fun because it's pretty much cards you pull with questions that if you don't know, you pretty much answer to each other to get to know each other better. It was like a fun way of getting to know each other's past, present.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a super good date idea.
Yeah.
Very good date idea. I highly recommend, but after two dates, there's definitely a few where I was like, oh, I don't know if this is a second or third date.
We're going to get questions on what the name of that game is. Do you remember the name of that game or you don't remember?
I want to say it was Talk
Dirty to Me.
Flirt Dare or something. I can't remember, but like there was
Flirt Dare.
Okay. Focus more on the talk section of it.
Okay. Yeah. You put the flirt and dare cards away for maybe the fourth or fifth date. It makes sense.
Yeah. That's kind of what our thinking was.
What time did the date wrap up at? Last night?
I think I got home around 12:30 last night, but okay. I went over for like 7, so like we enjoyed lasagna, a glass of wine, chatted for hours on end, and then, played the game. So it was, I really enjoyed my time.
Okay. So the question I need to know, because I haven't been able to talk to you for a week, did you make the right choice? Do you feel good about everything?
Yes.
Okay, amazing.
Yes, I'm very, very confident with my choice.
Awesome. Well, you better plan a good date then for this weekend.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I'll be roping my date man into that one.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Cam.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much.
From you. So we'll follow up periodically with Cam and with Catherine and find out how things are going, you know. I mean, they're exclusive now. That was part of the deal. So good job so far, Dylan, on setting everybody up.
That's
right?
Good.
We'll also give away some tables. Got to do that here with the Pepper and Dylan Sidewalk Sale, which is Saturday, May 11th, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. at Midway Music Hall on Calgary Trail. If you want some tables, you can just let us know, right, to just sell it's a sidewalk sale. How much more explanation do we need to give?
Probably not a lot.
Pretty basic, yeah.
That's it. It's sidewalk sale. Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. Let us know if you want a table. Robbie will select some. We'll give away. Let's do quite a few today. So we were looking at the map yesterday, looking at some of the plans that we're putting together, and it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Parking might be a problem. We've got to figure that part out.
The parking. Yeah.
Always.
It's always an issue.
Always.
Park and walk.
It'll get figured out.
Yeah.
But for the meantime, just let us know via text at 917-917. We'll get you some tables to the Pepper and Dylan Sidewalk Sale, including apparently Dylan and my fiance have been texting back and forth behind my back. Is that right?
She has texted me her big plan for the table you guys are making. I think it's
I didn't want.
It's cute.
You were making fun of me a second ago.
It's cute, and but I have to make fun.
The debut of a new feature, Dylan uses a condescending voice to read anonymous posts on the community Facebook page.
Oh, boy.
That's coming up.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Yeah, we're going to do another table at the sidewalk sale.
Yeah, you just let me know because I have received a message from your fiance.
What have you received?
Oh, just talking about your guys' cute little
not
card.
Your guys', just your. Your it's not your guys'. It's
your guys' cute table.
I'm fine. You call me unlikable on that one. Your guys'. We got to go eliminate that from our.
Then what do you change it to?
Just your. It's just your.
Couldn't it just be your guys?
No, it's just your.
Your guys apostrophe.
Oh, it's just your. There's no need for guys. Anyway, go ahead there, Dylan. Sorry to derail.
No worries at all.
It's one of the ones that just triggers me all the time.
It does. Yeah.
I figured it out. She sent it earlier this morning.
What did she send?
Well, because you said you guys are making cards.
Yeah, we talked about this a long time ago, her and I, about like just like something we could do together and like really spend our energy on.
Turns out you're not making cards, though, is what I found out.
What are we doing?
Well, you're not like purposely making cards. You're just reusing the love notes that you leave her every morning and you're putting them in a card is what she said.
Yeah, that was kind of how the whole idea started.
Would you buy this card? Because this is today's love note she sent to me.
Okay.
I'm glad today is Tuesday instead of Friday because I don't ever want to lose 3 extra days with you.
Okay, because she said last night, what day is it?
Wow. And I said, she asked the day?
I said, it's Monday. She says, God, I thought tomorrow was Friday.
Right.
And then so I thought, because who doesn't wish it's Friday tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the most common wish? Man, I wish tomorrow was Friday.
Not tomorrow was Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. You wish tomorrow was Tuesday instead of Friday.
Right.
Because I don't ever want to lose 3 extra days with you. So
I leave that on the counter every night. I leave a note for her.
She says she
wakes
has 200 notes from you.
Yeah.
That she has.
Yeah, I didn't know she saved them. Yeah, well, she had more, but she had them in like a little like a pencil case or something, and it got stolen.
Oh no!
Her backpack got stolen, and they were all in
Hallmark.
Her backpack. Yeah, Better look in.
They probably got them all.
Yeah, so her idea was that she would, because she's very I don't know, very creative with the, what am I trying to say?
Jen writes in and says, I just threw up in my mouth a bit.
Oh, get out of here. You know what? Boo. So what? So I love my fiance.
I think it's very sweet.
So
and
you
endearing.
Mean Jen? Go, Robbie, cute. Call Jen. Call Jen right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to yell at Jen.
Uh-oh.
No, because Jen. You know what? No. Yo, Robbie, can you call her there, please?
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you very much.
Hope the vomit's out of your mouth when you're answering.
So, yeah,
You're being called Mr. Deeds this morning.
What's that mean?
Because he was a card writer in the movie Mr. Deeds. So people are good
never
to see
seen
Peppers
Mr. Deeds.
Become,
oh,
is
what? That, is that a flaw of mine that I haven't seen Mr. Deeds?
Mr. Deeds is a fun show.
Okay.
I really, really enjoyed it. But yeah, you guys are going to be coming... A little bit of card family.
Yeah, so
I like
she's like a really good like artist, cartoonist, and she's very good with doodles and drawing and stuff. Yeah. Like I've always thought the best perfect job for her would be to do like those chalkboard menus.
Oh yeah,
you think that should stores? Be her job I instead of teaching young kids?
I think that her calling might be. Dylan, don't back me into that corner. You know what I'm saying? And so she would draw the card, and then we would use the little notes that I write, the
sure.
sweet little things. Is
over
this
200
Jen?
Of them? That's nice.
Yes.
Of you. Is
yep.
this Jen?
Yep. Yep.
What? Throw up in your mouth, Jen.
Oh, come on, Pepper. That's for the young 20-year-old people.
Oh, really?
You're,
yeah, you don't need to be too old. How
you
important you are? Okay. So do you have somebody in your life? Do you have a partner?
Oh, yes. I've been married for 19 years.
Ah, sound really enthused about it, don't you?
Oh,
maybe he should leave you a love note once in a while, huh?
Oh, my husband's a mushy type. I am not.
Is he? Do you throw up in your mouth when he does something mushy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So throwing up in my mouth is a good thing or is it a bad thing?
Never.
Oh, no. It's pathetic, but I love him.
Hey, you know what?
Why?
Look, I can't change her oil for her. I don't know how to do that. So I write her a little note. This is our love language, and she
I'm
appreciates
it. I'm glad today is Tuesday instead of Friday because I don't ever want to lose 3 extra days with you.
Okay. Don't get out of here, Jen.
I think it's cute that you leave her notes, and I think it's cute that you guys are going to turn it into cards.
That's
I think there's
we
a business there.
Doing. Yeah.
The problem with the card industry is how much you have to pay, like how much it's going to be to buy a card, $15, $20 probably. You only have 200 of these ideas, right?
To buy one of our cards?
Yeah. Well, how much are you going to sell them for?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know if we'll have them even ready in time. The sidewalk sale is May 11th.
Well, you got to get on it.
I know, but I got to file my taxes first, Dylan.
Oh, God.
It's on the list of things to do.
Well, you don't really, by the sounds of it, to be honest, you don't have to do it. You've already done your part.
She just has to do the drawing.
Yeah, you've left all the notes.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? You've already left them all.
Yeah. I'm done.
Look at this. It says, so cute, Pepper. So cute. I love it.
Did she send you any of the other ones?
No, just the one.
God. I want more.
Oh, you want more?
Coral, if you're listening, send me.
Go ahead. You can text her. She'll share them if she wants to. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, isn't that a nice thing to wake up and, here's a note.
It's very nice.
Listen, I'll never, ever make fun of you for leaving notes.
Okay.
That one is, it's kind of like you were tired, I think. You just kind of up and scribbled
They can't all be gems. Yeah. Oh, I got to do it every day, man. And sometimes you don't have the material.
Right. Yeah, I just,
I was going to ask, do you have any repeats?
No, I don't think so. I have go-tos if I can't think of something. I try and think of something specific that was said during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But, sometimes it's just...
Does she leave you anything cute?
No.
Okay.
Aw, Pepper.
No, but I don't ask for that.
Does she ask you for notes?
No, she doesn't ask.
Well,
she says she appreciates them.
Of
but
course.
I just
wouldn't
I leave
you
them.
Appreciate a
it
little
just kind of started out when we started seeing each other. I would leave a note, and then over time, it just became a routine for us.
This says there's not enough sweetness in romance these days. Keep it up.
Thank
I say.
You. Thank you very much.
But doesn't she leave you diamonds to find?
Yeah. Well.
She like crumples up tinfoil in little balls.
Oh, okay.
And hides them around the house. So whenever Pepper finds one, it's like, oh, another diamond.
There's a story for that.
Yeah, because when you were young, you used to go on diamond hunts, but you would hide them yourself.
When I was a kid, because
made it hard to.
I only played by myself. I didn't have
so
any
sad.
Friends. So
hey,
I would,
relatable.
I would take tin foil and I would crumple it into balls and I would hide it around the house and then I would go like a diamond exploration. But
found
the problem
one.
With the game is that, I always found them really quickly because I hid them on myself.
You couldn't even ask your mom to hide them?
No. And so when I told Coral that, she thought I was so sad and pathetic that she now hides little
balls. That's cute.
And apparently there's one that's been in my house for 2 years that I still haven't found.
Nice. Your dog might find a choke on
that thing. Concern now.
This says, don't listen to the haters, Pepper. Yeah. I think it's sweet. You're amazing.
Thank you.
You are. What happens when you miss a day, someone's asking?
It has happened, and it's weird because it's like she doesn't want to say because she doesn't want me to feel like she wants me to do it because I want to do it, not out of obligation or pressure to do it. Mm-hmm. But there are some days, right, like I'll fall asleep early or something, or she's not home until late.
Have you ever had like a moment where you're like fighting the night before and you have to leave her a sweet note?
Yeah.
How's that?
It's tough.
Love you, stinky.
It's sometimes it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had where I forget to do it and I wake up in the middle of the night to pee. And then I'm like, oh crap, I gotta go all the way downstairs and write this note.
Uh-oh.
And I gotta think of something to say.
Patricia writes and says, I have left my husband notes for 35 years, and I've kept them all. Pepper, never stop.
That's cute. It's really cute, though, at the end of the day, like when you're old and, well, older, and you can just look at all of them, you know?
Well, but the sad thing is, we can't look at all of them because when she got her backpack stolen.
Hallmark stole them.
There were probably, like 150, 200 in there. I had no idea she was saving them until she came home. She was just crying because her backpack got stolen. I said, what's the matter? This is a backpack. And she said, all the notes you ever wrote were in there.
Why was she carrying that around?
Because it's endearing.
I don't know. I didn't know she
just
was.
A bag of notes?
Oh, yeah. I drove her car when she was gone. When she was gone to Quebec, I was driving her car. There's some of my notes are in, like, the console and everything. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Honestly, I think it's cute. Again, I think that leaving notes are really, really cute. That one, I mean, a little more effort required. However.
But there's context to it.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I think you shouldn't be selling your love because that's special between the two of you. So I think you have to write new cards.
Oh, don't put me under that kind of pressure.
But you have to. Like, to just give away the things that were supposed to be special between the two of you and give them to strangers? That takes the love away.
No, because then it's passing on love to their loved ones.
Sharing the love.
Sharing.
It's specific to them. He says he tries to write something that happened the day before. I think you have to come up with new ones for this card business.
Okay.
I think you got to get working, buddy.
Whenever I buy a card, though, here 917-917, when you buy a card for somebody, whether it's a birthday card or just a just-because card, do you go for the greeting or do you try and find a blank one and fill in your own message? I always put my own message in. I want the blank inside cards.
I do as well, but my mom is brilliant and has been for years, and I don't know how long it takes her, but she finds, like, the card written for the person perfectly.
Oh, that would take ages.
Every time she does it, it's like they wrote it for me when I receive a card from my mom. I'm like, wow, how did you do that? And then just she writes a little message inside of it. But like she goes and she actually looks. I'm always like, happy birthday, open it up blank. That's what I want.
That's what I want as well. Do you want a blank card, Robbie, or do you want one with a whole bunch of stuff pre-written for you?
I like to go for the image.
Okay.
So look for something sort of kitty or a loon or something that looks really cute.
Right.
And then I'll fill something in, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are doing the little notes, though.
It is.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to do.
And just as a side note, a lot of people that are doing them have been together 15 plus years.
See? Because you got to keep doing it. We can't break up now. What about all those notes?
Right.
It's costing me an arm and a leg and post-its, Dylan.
Don't you steal them from work?
Yeah, you steal them.
Most of them, yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Robbie found money yesterday. He found $20 yesterday while he was going for a stroll in the river valley.
Yeah.
And Dylan said, I would rather find $20 than win the lottery. There's something about that feeling that is amazing.
Feels so good to find money and like $20.
Like a bill. Finding the bill is just magic.
I remember as a kid finding a $2 bill or a $5 bill, my head would explode.
That's right, kids. There was at one time a $2 bill, not a $2 coin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now, like, you find a toonie, I still get excited. I'll pick up, I will never not pick up money.
Yep. You won't walk over a penny or a dime or a nickel. Yeah.
I will pick up no matter what, where it is, because I think it's bad luck that you send out to the world that you don't want money.
Yes.
If you walk by it. Isn't it bad luck if you step over a nickel or a penny?
Anything. I won't do anything. But to find a $20 bill.
Yeah.
I've never for probably 20 years can I remember finding a $20 bill. But to find a $20 bill would just make my day.
At 48 years old and the physical condition that I'm in, if it's anything less than a 5, I'm not bending over.
Come on.
It's just not worth it for me. I don't know if I'll straighten out again. If it's a 20, really? I'll bend over. But anything else, I'm like, this isn't worth it.
Aw. It's going to follow you around to the store.
So a $20 bill, eh, Robbie?
Big spender.
What a lucky day.
I know. It felt really good.
It did. It must have made your day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't imagine anything else.
Was it right there in the middle of the pathway?
It was very close to a pathway. Yeah.
So let me ask you this question.
Okay.
If you found a $20 bill while you're going for a walk in the River Valley, put that $20 in your pocket, and then you walk another 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and you see somebody kind of backtracking and looking on the ground and looking around like they had lost something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's happened to me before, too.
Would you give them back their $20 bill? You would.
Yeah.
But the question would be, because they could easily lie. If you say, oh, did you misplace a $20 bill? They could be like, oh, yeah. You give it to them. You say, oh, are you missing something?
Yeah, you got
to. And then you wait for
them
to say what the specific $20 was.
I'm just going
to
walk around the River Valley looking like I lost something and say, I lost a $100 bill, $50, $20, anything? Yeah.
Oh, someone's saying I once found a $100 bill in the
How much would you like that, Dylan, huh?
That'd make my year, I think. A $100 bill.
It just feels so good.
That's tax-free.
It sure is. Yeah, that's income.
Oh, man.
Unreported income, huh?
That would be awesome.
All right, let's go to the sidewalk sale here.
We're having a sidewalk sale. We're having a sidewalk sale.
Who's looking for a table here, Ron?
All right, so we've got Leslie.
Okay. Hi, Leslie.
Hello.
We have a lot of people that want tables, and don't worry, we're doing it for several weeks. The sidewalk sale is Saturday, May 11th at Midway Music Hall on Calgary Trail. But sometimes you send in a word that attracts Robbie a little more. You say,
is it the seven kids?
Knickknacks. No. You included the word knickknacks in your text message.
She said, I have all the knickknacks you could possibly want.
And then Robbie just, knickknacks. Robbie loves knickknacks.
Yeah. Sales are about like this.
But Robbie, your sale last year was knickknacks that you had.
I know.
You fall for knickknacks, you buy knickknacks, and next thing you know, you have to sell them a year later.
That's the joy I get.
Other people have better knickknacks.
Isn't that always the case?
It's true.
Go to somebody's and go, I sure like their knickknacks. My knickknacks suck. What is a knickknack? Define knickknack.
All different kinds of things.
A display piece of something that's special to you.
Okay.
Like, look at the shelf behind you.
Okay.
I feel like there's knickknacks on that.
An A&W root beer mug? That's
a knickknack.
Okay.
It counts as a knickknack to me. That rooster, knickknack.
Okay.
Right? Just little things.
Can a knickknack hang on the wall, or does it need to go on a shelf?
I would say... No, you can hang a knickknack. Okay. I have been hanging knickknacks, for sure.
All right.
Without a doubt. I've several.
What if it's a knickknack?
Paddywhack.
Well, that was supposed to be the name of my knickknack shop. The Knickknack Paddy Shack. Once I accumulate enough knickknacks, I'm going to open up the shop.
He's got a whole knickknack plan for his life.
He really does. Yeah.
Okay.
What about the Knickknack Robbie Shack?
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
So a lot of knickknacks. What are some of the that you said they're from your you said seven kids, just knickknacks that you've collected over time?
Yeah, just like stuff. I got stuff.
Well, that's what the sidewalk sale is all about. Just full of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I always find that, or I always think that when I find knickknacks for sale at like thrift shops or garage sales, they could be worth a lot more than they're being sold for.
Oh, yeah.
Because people don't really know the true value of things, and you can find some hidden gems.
Would all of the signs with inspirational quotes that Dylan's girlfriend is making him get rid of, would those be considered knickknacks?
I think you could count those as knickknacks.
So knickknacks really means anything.
His plants, his artificial plant collection.
Artificial plants are knickknacks?
I got a lot of those coming.
I always classify knickknacks as like you can fit them in your hand. Like they're just like a little small thing that would just take up shelf space.
Yeah.
That's what I classify a knickknack as.
Yeah. Sure. But they can be big, they can be small. They just have to be special to you, I think, and be on display.
Okay, special enough to sell them.
Well,
the yard sale.
Well, yeah. You should just see the amount of knickknacks I have. That's why I had to purge. I had way too many.
The sidewalk sale again, Saturday, May 11th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We talked a bit about a weather contingency, but we're going to wait and see what the weather is like because if it's cold and miserable, and I mean, Dylan keeps wanting it to snow, so I have to get a neck tattoo.
Yes.
But if it is, we'll have to figure that out. But Midway Music Hall, let's hope for great weather on Saturday, May 11th. And if you want tables, you just let us know. Are you going to give her a table, Robbie? She's got a table for her knickknacks.
Do you have any owl knickknacks?
No, I don't. Uh-oh. So.
I'm going to still give it to you.
You've got a table, all right?
There you go. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you there. Hang on the line. We'll, so many people say, I want tables. We know. And there's going to be a lot of space at Midway Music Hall. So a lot of great tables. Again, you can pocket whatever money you want. And if you just decide, like, listen, I don't want to take all this home, the stuff you didn't sell, we'll find out today probably. But it looks pretty sure that Goodwill will do what they did last year. There'll be a Goodwill truck. We can load it all up and donate it to Goodwill, whatever's
left. We'll find a way to get it to Goodwill no matter what.
That's how we got started doing the whole thing in the first place. Dylan's going to be selling his Baby Bell cheese at a markup price.
You got it.
I'll be having the mystery boxes that you can buy and
I think that's
just be
fun.
Happy with whatever's in there. Plus, the romantic quote cards might be for sale.
Ooh.
Jeff Holland from the afternoon. His wife does crocheting. It's going to be a fun time at the sidewalk sale.
Can't wait.
Are you ready to get down?
This is CHBN Edmonton.
A Rogers radio station.
KISS 91.7.
Gotta let them know.
Here are the top three things you need to know with Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511 or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
I just got a text message from my friend Sharon, who lives in Calgary.
Oh, hi, Sharon.
She woke up this morning to her car covered in snow.
Yeah.
Covered in snow.
Breaker Lake Brad says, sent a picture 2 hours away. It's closing in on us.
You in trouble.
Neck tattoo on the line. You should see what Robbie has put together for the no snow guarantee bet.
It's rules and regulations. So there's just so we can't wiggle our way out of anything, right?
It's just we need to have something in writing.
But there's section C.6 it goes up to.
Yep, section C.6.
It's a two-page document, yeah.
Yeah.
That Robbie has put it. So it is just like lock solid, right?
Well, as long as
we agree to
it. No wiggle
room whatsoever in any of this.
It's not an official legal document, but we're going to sign it.
With there being some pending snow this evening around 6 o'clock, this no snow guarantee, which is just 1 week old. God. Why did I not scroll down before making the proclamation of the no snow guarantee?
This is what you do. Year after year, you make these silly, silly things.
It's getting a little tense here. So we'll run down the rules and regulations to see if we adhere to all that. So what we'll be looking for, as there will be snow at some point tonight. But will it be enough to count for the punishment of the neck tattoo?
We'll all be watching.
All right.
Big announcement happened earlier this morning. The Great Outdoor Comedy Festival headliner has been announced for the Saturday night, July 13th. And it's good.
Yeah, it's huge.
Kevin Hart.
That's great.
At Kinsman Park. Tickets will go on sale on Friday, 10 a.m. But we have tickets all week long. We gave away a pair this morning. We'll give away a pair tomorrow.
Right.
And then, oh, God, tomorrow's only Wednesday. And then on Thursday, and then on Friday.
Maybe tomorrow's only Wednesday.
Oh, man.
That feels about right now.
No.
How can a week be moving slow on Tuesday?
I don't understand it
myself. You've only had one day of work.
Robbie, is it moving slow?
A little slow.
How? Yeah. On Tuesday?
Yeah.
Weeks don't start to feel fast or slow until Wednesday.
That's not true.
You never say Tuesday already or only Tuesday. You say Wednesday already or only Wednesday. I don't think a week can move slow until Wednesday.
Well, how come I feel
917-917. Can a week feel slow on Tuesday?
What are you going to do here? Like, you're going to the audience to see if I feel differently?
Correct, Amando.
What
are you new around here?
No, but
That's how we settle arguments. That's how we tell you what we're feeling.
Robbie and I already feel. That's two people.
But you feel incorrectly.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't say that.
You've only had one day of work. There's no way you can say whether it was fast or slow.
This says absolutely long week, yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So that's three. Is that enough for you yet?
No, that person's wrong as well. Okay. I'm sick and tired of you guys getting your little wrong army to always text in.
Why?
You know,
it's been a long week already.
Army.
I agree.
How can it be a long week? It's two.
Even a Monday can make the week
Monday
feel slow.
Monday can't feel a long week.
Yeah.
No way.
Who are you to tell us how we can feel?
Yeah, who do you think you are?
Right? That's me. That's how I roll.
No, we're not listening to you.
Okay.
We have our own feelings.
Completely agree with Dylan and Robbie.
You can't feel a long week on a Tuesday morning.
It already feels. I thought it should be Wednesday today.
Yeah, it did feel like a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of sucks that it's not.
It does, except for that we have more tickets to give away for the Great Outdoor Comedy
Good
Festival.
Point. Hey, way to optimize that. Way
trying
to go,
my best. Yeah, absolutely. Right. I felt like the week was going long on Monday, says Leanne. I have to agree. It's been a long week. I feel like it's Wednesday already. So what does that mean?
That only counts if you consider Sunday part of your week.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Because it's the end of the weekend. I know what the calendar says, but we all know Sunday's the end of the weekend.
Okay, fair enough. Pauly Shore stand-up has also been announced at Pure Casino Yellowhead Pearl Showroom. Tickets will go on sale on Friday as well at 10 a.m. for that. That's a November 16th show. But Pauly Shore, for those who remember,
okay,
was an actor way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in some good movies. And you know what? I don't care what you think. Because they were good movies at the time.
They were called classics a lot of
Biodome rules.
Encino Man, yeah, for sure.
Caitlin Clark. This is an interesting story because Caitlin Clark has crossed over from just sport player to overall sensation.
Yep.
She 100%. Is everywhere, including Nike, Gatorade, Bose, State Farm, Buick, Topps, Goldman Sachs. She, her image and her likeness is used everywhere, which is making a lot of money for her. What is not making a lot of money, though, is being the number one pick in the WNBA draft because she was, and she gets $76,535 for her first season.
Yeah, the old rookie wage scale kind of thing, yeah, yep.
Which she was offered $5 million.
From Ice Cube, yeah.
From Ice Cube. Now, what was the deal with $5 million per year or like a five-year deal?
Yeah, $5 million. I don't know that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the terms of the deal. I think it was
either way. It wasn't $76,000 a year.
No, and Caitlin Clark is obviously going to be just fine. She's the face of a lot of big brands now. Her Q rating is really, really high. But the point being, just right, that wage gap between women's sport and men's sport still is quite evident in a lot of places. And you know, there's business reasons for it. I'd be curious to see on what she can bring to the viewership and the growth and the popularity of WNBA, given that she was like the golden goose for women's basketball.
Right.
This game last week that she played in, the final, the college championship that they lost, but that championship game was the most viewed basketball game in 5 years. Men, women, pro, college, anything. Most viewed basketball game in 5 years.
Right. Even more than like the NBA finals.
More than anything. That's, more than anything crazy. There has been. And so like there's, you know, legitimate reason to think that she could help the WNBA take a bigger leap, a bigger step forward in as far as something people want to watch. The thing I get a kick out of.
A bigger jump shot, would you say?
Yeah.
I don't know much about that.
But it's cool. It's great for the sport,
the
right?
The thing that's fun but disappointing at the same time is to watch like all those sports like talk shows talk about how surprised they are they're talking about women's basketball.
Mm.
You know? Like, oh, women's basketball, oh, my God, I love it. I didn't think I ever would. Well, you know, the thing, and it's really good. It's a different kind of basketball. It's fun. It's exciting to watch, and she's going to bring some star power to it and maybe much-needed star power, yeah.
Here's the thing. I mean, NBA players make $10 million on average compared to WNBA, who make $116,000 a year.
Yeah.
A lot of people get upset that the WNBA doesn't get the same amount of money, but they don't have the same viewership. Here's the thing. There's too many sports.
Yeah.
There's too much going on my TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you going to follow all these games? How are you going to be a basketball player, a WNBA basketball watcher, a hockey watcher? You know what? Too much.
You got to pick and choose.
It's way too many, and I think that's what the problem is. Is the problem just that where do you have time?
What they need to do is like my phys ed teacher did in junior high, Mr. Brosh. He combined all the sports at once.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How?
When we played sport ball, it was insane.
Sport ball.
Oh, we had some kids had hockey sticks, basketballs, nets are up all over the place. Footballs, pennies. Yeah. Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no rhyme or reason to it. I think he was hungover.
Okay.
So he would just dump a bunch of like gym equipment in the middle of the floor and he goes, sport ball.
Yes.
And then we would just grab something and play.
I like that. What was his name?
Mr. Brosh.
No, I like Mr. Brosh.
Mr. Brosh was A-OK.
Good people. Okay, let's end with the Oilers this morning.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a homer.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports!
Okay, so Oilers finished their last regular season home game, and they finished strong.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Sharks 9-2. McDavid was back. McDavid gets his 100th assist, which
it took, it took them 9 goals to get him that assist. Otherwise, they probably wouldn't have racked up the score that much because you feel bad for San Jose. They weren't a very good team. They're not a very good team.
Did it not appear that he got an assist on the first goal in the first minute of the game and then they changed
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he thought he had 100. Then they changed it. So, and then they kept going to try and
they
get him
100. They kept going. And then he finally, after 9, they said, okay, we better stop. It looks bad. So it's a classy move, I think.
We better stop after 9 goal. Yeah, you know what?
That's not classy.
That was 9. Not even. It was before the second period was even over.
Yeah.
So they came out in the third, and they're just probably like, let's just roll this. Let's just get this game over with.
9-2.
So now they play Arizona?
Yeah. Yeah, they have 2 games remaining. They play the Coyotes tomorrow, Avalanche on Thursday. Tonight, we're cheering for the Flames. What?
Yeah, we hope they beat Vancouver. It'd be nice. It'd be cool to get first spot. Not essential, though.
Right.
All right.
The Robbie's new playoff song will be Friday. It will debut Friday morning. We don't know when the Oilers' first playoff game is, whether it's Saturday, Sunday, or maybe even Monday. But we'll get that first listen to Robbie's playoff song and perhaps the accompanying video along with it as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And this will be the last time the Oilers ever play the Phoenix Coyotes?
This could be the last time they ever play, any team ever plays the Phoenix Coyotes.
Because they're going to Utah after this?
They might be, yeah. Cool. Is this Phoenix's last game?
Yeah, well, it's... last time Edmonton's going to play him.
Last time, yeah. Yeah, it'll be the last time the Arizona Coyotes exist, potentially.
Okay.
Whoa.
The last game ever.
That's interesting. And those are the 3 things you need to know.
Thank you, Dylan.
You got it.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
You mentioned earlier that Robbie's debut song for the Oilers playoffs. Every year he makes a playoff song for the Oilers. He's not sure if it's a jinx because, you know, they haven't won the Stanley Cup since Robbie's been making playoff songs. So that might be the problem. We don't know.
I have a few people on my Instagram.
Okay.
Robbie the intern on Instagram, by the way. R-O-B-B-I-E, the intern. Follow me if you like. There's people that are just mad at me for making songs.
Because you're jinxing them?
I have one guy pleading with me saying, please, please, please do not make a song. Saying it's a curse.
It's a curse?
And I'm like, I've already made it. The damage is done.
Yeah. It's out into the universe.
What do you mean a curse? Like, you can control McDavid.
Oh, I don't have that. Yeah, I don't have that power.
Not a chance.
Well, the song is made. The song is ready.
The song's done.
Are you still tweaking it? Is it done? Is it ready to go?
I'll probably tweak it a bit.
Okay.
But no, it's for all intents and purposes done.
So we'll hear it for our very first time on Friday in its entirety. But until then, we are playing Robbie Oilers playoff songs from playoff past. Ghosts of playoff past.
Ah,
the ones that made them lose, apparently. Mm-hmm. What is this one, Robbie?
Now, this one we definitely didn't curse the Oilers with.
Okay.
I think Pepper was just humming this one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, we should make that into a song.
Okay.
And then they wound
up. That's how the inspiration and genius of Robbie works.
Okay.
He'll hear somebody humming and go, I've got it!
I like that. Because if Pepper's humming something in the bathroom, I like, you just get happy if it turns into something later on.
Yeah.
It's good. But this one, we definitely did not jinx them for this one. Because the Calgary Flames diss.
Oh, this is when they played the Flames?
And then we wound up.
Was this Dumpy Town?
Dumpy Town.
I like Dumpy Town, Dylan.
We wound up dismantling the Flames. Absolutely just dismantling the team. Their 2 best players got ran out of town.
Uh-huh.
The Flames have not been back to the postseason since.
The Battle of Alberta rivalry was because of this song, Dumpy Town. From when? So that would have been from 2020.
This was from 2 years ago.
2 years ago, right? Yeah. Okay, so here's Dumpy Town. All right. The Robbie Oilers playoff archives.
It's quick, but this is the one.
All right.
Pepper and Dylan on KISS.
Go, Oilers, go. Pack it up, pack it in. Calgarians, you just can't win, and you never will again. We're taking the crown, you're all gonna frown. Everybody in your dumpy town, your dumpy town. It's a dump and you're all going down. Dump, 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 dump.
That's it?
That's it?
Dumpy Town!
That's
it was just
it
a
was.
Quick one.
It's okay.
It was just a quick little intro, but hey, it wound up helping, and the Oilers crushed the Flames. It was, to me, that was like a Stanley Cup win.
Yeah.
That series win. It was incredible.
All right. So we'll have the new playoff song coming on Friday. Okay, now to the rules and regulations.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. We have a few minutes left. This is very important to run down now. It's become, I don't know, somehow an annual tradition around here, the Rob Pepper no snow guarantee. That is when I say, that's it. We're not getting any more snow. Never, ever, ever do I get credit. Not once have I ever gotten credit for the times that I was right. Only when I'm wrong.
I can't recall you being right.
The times that I haven't paid a punishment. So there's punishments that I have paid over the years. I declared the no snow guarantee. I proclaimed it last week. Without looking ahead at my weather app to realize that there was a threat of a temperature and weather change. Oof. As soon as today.
Look at the clouds. They're blowing.
We're starting to get, like, a friend of mine in Calgary sent her car covered in snow. We're hearing from up north there's snow. Yeah. There's wet snow in the forecast, okay? Now, if it snows anytime before, what did we say? The very first day of when spring arrives on June 20th at 2:50 p.m.
Yeah, if you go to section B, dot A.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Spring officially ends.
B dot A? Jesus, okay,
at
yeah.
At 2:50 p.m. Thursday, June 20th, 2024.
Okay.
As posted by Google.
Okay, very important clarification. Okay, Robbie's got two pages of terms and regulations
so
and rules
so many conditions.
Here. Okay, so if it does not snow by then, for some reason, Robbie has to get, Dylan,
a permanent face tattoo.
Right. Now, if it does snow before 2:50 p.m. on Thursday, June 20th, yep. 2024, as posted by Google, I have to get a, Dylan?
Permanent neck tattoo.
Okay, right. Awesome.
So if it snows, Pepper gets a neck tattoo. If it doesn't, I get a face tattoo.
Both Robbie and I have to sign this. Do we need witnesses as well? We have to date it. We have to sign it if we agree to all these terms. Robbie, this is two pages of fine print.
I know, but I tried to outline anything that might come up in the future.
Okay, so what are the terms? What are we looking for tonight? Because it looks like 6 o'clock roughly around there. If you go hour by hour, 6 o'clock is when.
If you go to B.1,
okay,
that's where the agreed measured terms start.
Okay, can you read it for me, please?
Snow, as it pertains to this bet, will be gauged on amount and duration of accumulation on the ground within Edmonton city limits determined by the weather network.
So what does that mean, Robbie?
It means that if the weather network says we got at least 1 centimeter or more in the Edmonton city limits, that counts as
you're
snow.
Hooped.
Okay, but it has to accumulate? Like it has to, okay, let me see.
It has to accumulate.
Here's B.2. Snow in any form does not automatically dictate the loss of this bet unless it accumulates on the ground.
Yes, good so there know. Can be flurries in the sky.
Okay.
That means nothing. It is about the accumulation.
All right, the amount of snow, this is B.3, which accumulates maybe no less than 1 centimeter as reported by the Weather Network. All right? Yeah.
So what if we see it in, like, in a park in Edmonton, it's more than 1 centimeter, we can do it with a ruler, then that's a no-go if the Weather Network doesn't agree?
If you can, it'll have to be the Weather Network's numbers, but it's pretty safe to say if you have a measuring stick out there, it's going to be accurate.
This is important because if it snows tonight, it's going to be cold overnight, so it won't melt. Like, if it were snowing right now, it would probably melt and we'd never get to 1 centimeter.
Right.
Yes, exactly. So that's in your favor.
The duration of snow must be no less than 3 hours visible within Edmonton city limits before it melts. Meaning,
if all of a sudden it starts to snow and it starts to accumulate on the ground, it has to be there for 3 hours.
I just read this.
Okay, so it cannot just... Listen,
Jesus,
I love
Robbie,
it.
You take the weirdest things so seriously.
I want it to be legit, okay? Okay? I know it's a bit confusing, but this does outline everything we need.
Okay.
Okay?
Now try and follow along with this, Dylan, if you can.
I'm having a hard time.
Section B.B.
Yes, this is important.
If it snows after the official sunset time, according to timeanddate.com...
Yes. Is that a real place?
The accumulated snow, if 1 centimeter or more, must stay on the ground until 12 p.m. the following day.
Very important.
Okay.
But B.C. says if it snows before the official sunset time, according to timeanddate.com, the accumulated snow, if 1 centimeter or more, must stay on the ground until the official sunrise time.
So I want, if I don't want to get this tattoo tonight.
Holy Robbie.
I want the snow to fall after sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I will have until
noon
for it to melt.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's only because we know the overnight lows get a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when the snow falls. But that doesn't mean it's necessarily wintry.
Great. Question asked on text message right now.
I've got a question too.
From Don. Cement accumulation or grass?
Now.
Right. Thank you, Don. Yes.
Now, that's a very good question because it does tend to melt much sooner on the cement because it does get a bit warmer and it traps kind of that heat.
Right.
It will be grass.
Okay, grass it is.
Right? So just because if it's melting
on the... for me.
If it accumulates on the grass but it's melting on the sidewalk, that still counts as accumulation.
Okay.
Okay, because we will look at the grass and surrounding
now,
things like that.
If you thought, by listening to this, that B.C. was the last. No, terms of the settlement are C.1 through 6 now.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
But it basically states that whoever loses must follow through within 2 weeks.
Okay.
Of the determined time that the bet was lost.
Okay.
It does also say tattoo must be permanent, whereas it will require laser procedures to remove from skin.
So a lot of people asking that. It is not.
He's just closing off all the loopholes here.
I know. Cannot be temporary tattoos. This is something I would try to use against you guys.
You are the right person to write
100% because he just tries to not get out of it and figure out a way, right? He's like, it's like hiring a former bank robber to protect the bank.
I'm looking outside and the trees are swaying, the clouds are moving, something's blowing in. I would be most worried if I were you today, Pepper.
I am concerned.
Now, one thing I do want to clear up too, which outlined in section C.4 all the way to C.5.
Okay, yeah.
Dylan does have the discretion here.
Okay.
Okay. So it must be visible to Dylan Wojcik. It can't be like a freckle.
Right.
Okay. A lot of people saying, just get a little freckle. If you have to get a face tattoo, just get a freckle. Mm-hmm. That doesn't count.
Okay.
It has to be clearly visible by non-enhanced methods and clearly visible from at least 6 feet.
What is this? From 6 feet away?
You can see this tattoo when you're 6 feet away.
Okay.
You
can't love it.
Zoom in and see it, right?
Yeah.
Failure to follow through.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah.
Will potentially result in a more severe punishment determined by Dylan Wojcik.
Oh,
so
I don't know how it gets more severe.
If you lose this snow bet and you do not have a neck tattoo within 2 weeks, Dylan has the authority to make this much worse on you.
And I have my friend Sean, who is the meanest person ever. Mm-hmm. He sends about 3 a week of things we should do to Robbie and or you that I don't even tell you guys because I'm like, oh, geez, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be working alongside me.
It's a great asset to have for this. Okay.
I would say make sure you get it done.
So it is in Robbie, it is in your best interest for snow to fall before sunset today and for it to stick around until sunrise tomorrow. And therefore, I will lose. But if it is gone by noon tomorrow and it falls after, okay, I'm already confused. Just tell me what needs to happen, okay?
You got
to
sign it.
You got to
sign
this. All right.
6 p.m. today.
Yeah, let's hear your scenario.
If it starts to snow right now and we see it accumulate, it's got to be there until at least 12:50 p.m.
Today or tomorrow?
If it starts snowing now.
Okay.
Now, if all of a sudden...
so lost.
Okay. If it starts snowing right before sunset, that has to stay...
until noon.
Just tell me what I need to do tomorrow, okay?
It's outlined in the document.
Okay, thank you. All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.